gay to be Catholic? Sources say yes, or at least it's Catholic to be gay.
It's Shog's at a hit post about whether or not stuff is gay or no. Wait, hold on.
No, it's all Catholic art can be classified as Protestant Catholic. Or Catholic. And I've been doing this since I took some time out to sleep, but I posted this at like 2 a.m. and I've been fielding I've been fielding questions basically ever since I posted it, and we've come to learn a lot, folks. A lot of surprising things, like Islam is Protestant.
That makes sense.
It does. Yeah, and I thought initially they were going to be Catholic, but as I got into the nitty-gritty of it, I was like, no, surprisingly. No. Which is weird because the idealized Catholic and the idealized Muslim are a lot more similar to each other than they would be to the idealized Protestant, and yet...
It's just like how Koreans and Japanese people can't stand each other, but, like, on paper, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. They're essentially doing the same shit.
Chinese art tends towards Catholic, and Japanese art tends towards Protestant, especially with Protestant, that fucking work ethic over there.
Yeah. I was going to interject. One thing that was funny was that you got a guy blocking you, and then he went on a little tizzy about how linear time is not a cope, and that he's sick of the internet schizos trying to unglue time, whatever the fuck it was.
It's working, folks. Keep ungluing time. This man is a canary in the coal mine, and as soon as he's dead, we know that we've won.
Time is unglued. You fucking idiot. You fucking stupid asshole. Time is not a flat circle. It's a fat circle. Everyone knows this. You fucking idiot. Everyone...
He thought he was cooking, and he sent me what about this cave painting? It was one of animals, and I thought about it for a minute, because this isn't just, I'm not flipping a coin here, I'm developing rigid criteria, the categories are rigid, the criteria are obnoxiously loose. Subtle. Not loose, but subtle. And but I was like, Catholic is like, no. Predates Catholicism. Yeah. It's like, well,
you fucking nerd, bruh.
Don't you think know? Time is linear chronology is a cope, and he blocked me over. Bro.
It's because your brain can only function thinking of things in the beginning and the past. Shut up, dude. Beyond that, dog.
It's like operating with a model like that is like buying a car that can only go forward and backwards and can't turn. Can't go up and down.
It makes no sense. Anyway, regardless, dude, time is an illusion, and the only real people who have time are free people, and the only way you can be free is by going to patreon.com/thehomiecollective and giving us $1 and or more, and you can become free.
Freedom isn't free. There's a hefty fucking fee.
Price, it's about $1. It's about $1 to $10, depending on what you're feeling.
Or $100.
But, Anyways, but you're just essentially doing what I also did a long time ago, which was invent the binary of Superman gay and Batman gay.
Superman Protestant, Batman Catholic.
Goes without saying, right? But it's the same concept of, so Superman gay is when you are gay and it's acceptable. You know what I'm saying? So like a... two guys hanging out, going to Disneyland, holding hands, having a wedding, and having a DJ. Yeah. That's Superman gay.
Gay guy who has like a reality or talk show on a Disney-owned network.
Yeah. Like, Ellen DeGeneres is Superman gay. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, just that kind of, right?
Yeah.
But Batman gay is someone who's sucking and fucking in the dark. You know what I'm saying? Like, is cheating on their wife or husband with 10 other guys in a polycule, and they have to meet up in elaborate places and have gay sex and while they're costumed, or you know what I'm saying? Like, it's not just, okay, yeah, I'm gay, I want to have sex. I'm like, no, dude, there's layers to this shit. You can't just fuck a guy. You gotta make him wear a wedding dress, and you gotta, you know what I'm saying? You gotta get a tattoo of his face on the back of your knee hidden for years and no one knows about it. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's That's Batman gay. It's real. Yeah. There's something deep and dark about it. It's not, you're not a regular gay person. You know what I'm saying?
You remember that scene in The Dark Knight Returns where Batman fights Superman? He's got that robot suit and he holds him down. He just starts licking his asshole and Superman is just screaming and squealing like a stuck Kryptonian pig.
Yeah, he's like, do you come? Instead of, do you bleed?
Most of Zack Snyder's work, I'm going to say, Catholic. Batman v Superman, Catholic.
But it's Superman gay. So he's got a very black and white. So, like, it may be Catholic, but it's Superman gay. Right? So Superman gay is binary. It's duality and binary of, like, being capable of being, like, little column A, little column B, and never the two shall meet. You know what I'm saying? As worldview,
but Batman forces Superman to cross the line into his world of Batman gay, and they do.
It doesn't matter.
The twain does cross, and Batman penetrates Superman with his spear until he starts calling him his mom's name, and that makes it weird for him. And he's like, "Why did you say that?" And this little bat.
But the problem is that he un-gays Batman is the problem. Do you get what I'm saying? Right? Because if Batman was truly gay, being called by his mom's name, he would have been able to penetrate even harder. Oh. But you know what I'm saying? So that's, do you know what I'm saying? That's what it is right there, dude.
And then Justice League, they've all got their little socially acceptable polycule going on.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's extremely Batman gay is Spawn. Spawn is extremely Batman gay, right? You have a guy, a Hellspawn, who goes, has a wife and kids, and then dies for America, for a country, and then gets brought back by a zombie to find out that his best friend is plowing his wife, and he just has to be like a zombie cuck and watch it. And like that darkness in his soul fuels him enough to fight the devil. That's Batman gay. Spawn's, you know what I'm saying? Like that's... Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, extremely. You didn't have to say less.
I know. I'm not out here to drop any hot takes. I'm just saying it like it is, whether it's surprising or not.
Spawn is Catholic, but Todd McFarlane's work as a whole is Protestant.
I wouldn't. Do you know what I'm saying? I mean, Venom is Catholic, and he came up with Venom.
That's true, but like,
which is a Job story, so Catholic, because Spider-Man is the Job of Marvel. Everything bad happens to him.
It's true.
Despite the fact he's a pretty good guy.
Yeah, I never was like into. My problem that I've always had is that like I don't like superheroes. I like supervillains. Do you know what I'm saying? And Spider-Man, much like Batman, had much cooler supervillains than anyone else in the game. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, Spider-Man and Batman are in the same. Like, I like both of them, not because I like them, because I think Spider-Man is a little bitch ass nerd. He's like a Boy Scout, and that sucks. And Batman's a little rich bitch ass nerd. But the guys he fights are cool as hell.
Well, Batman's also just like a super villain who's a good guy.
Yeah, that's what. Yeah, that's true. He's like a true super villain, and all the other super villains are coping with the psychopath.
I've been writing a piece of Batman fan fiction actually lately. I got a good Joker dies story I've been working on about I'll give a little bit of spoilers for it, but essentially Joker's doing a pretty standard Joker gig with a goon that he's hired who's survived doing multiple Joker jobs. And so he kind of's gotten to know the Joker a little bit, and he doesn't like the Joker because he thinks the Joker's tedious. The Joker is a little too impressed with himself, and despite his obsession with comedy and jokes and things, he's not actually funny.
Very funny, yeah. As most guys who are like that.
So anyhow, Joker kills the other goon that's with him and makes a stupid one-liner that this guy's heard like multiple times when he's seen the Joker kill another goon, and he finally just snaps and shoots the Joker in the head. And then he's like, oh, shit, what do I do? And they're doing their job at Gotham City PD, so he just goes over and flips on the bat signal and waits for Batman to show up. He's like, well, he'll know what to do. And then and then a lot of it's just the meat of the first part is just a car ride in the Batmobile where this Goon is just kind of explaining, you know, the blue collar side of being kind of a goon. Not be like, oh man, it's so hard for us because we're poor, but just like, it's working with these guys is like crazy. Like, I don't like working for, I don't like working for a Mad Hatter. I think that guy's touching little girls. And Joker, like, Jesus, you might get paid if you survive, and he's so annoying. Riddler, oh, tedious. Just the villains were kind of, you know, it's not a good gig. It's not stable employment. It's like, why'd I even choose a life of crime? And Batman's just a little like, huh. And he's, you know, not really revealing too much. Then Batman's like, well, I don't want people to find the Joker's body. Honestly, I don't want anybody to even know he's dead. Let's just forget him. So he calls Superman, and Superman takes him to the North Pole, and there's some other stuff that goes on. But then a lot of it is just, the most of the second half is just Batman having a six-pack while he's burning the Joker's body in the North Pole so nobody can find it. And dunking on the dead Joker, just Batman by, like, nobody's around. All right. And then Superman's like, you know, it would have fucking killed him if he wasn't already dead to know that you're funnier than he was. I just kind of wanted to do a cozy little Joker dies story where Batman doesn't kill Joker. It's like, no. He gave me this song and dance about oh, we're locked in this great mythical struggle so long that I started to believe it myself. But actually, it was just a mentally ill clown just babbling at me.
With extreme luck.
Yeah.
I like the idea of because, like, in comedy, right, if you're really funny, this is something that I saw happen at, like, lots of open mics. Guys would have a really funny, like, bit or, like, a gambit. Like, well, not a gambit, but they'd have, like, a funny bit or, like, some kind of funny thing that they, like, a proper, like, some kind of angle that they would do. And then other guys would see that they would get, like, that would get them the, like, they would get laughs and stuff. So what they would do is they would, like, steal it. They would just steal that and then do their bit, but, like, in a different, like, you know, context. And so I always thought it'd be funny to do, like, there's the Joker, and then a new villain comes to town, and his name is the Chortler, and he's just,
and he's better doing the same.
He's doing everything the same, like, just stealing my man's act, and the Joker just has no answer for it. He can't.
Yeah, I love that Joker is a way to explore how people who think they're funny think about comedy. Yeah. Like, that's actually a like, what if the Joker had, like, real comedian neurosis? Like, an obsession with, you know, what if he was like people we knew? Like, what if he was had their same pathetic qualities?
That's the thing about being funny is that it's a curse, right? People think that it's... Being funny is a fucking curse, dog. That's why I don't like people... I have a podcast to entertain my friends, and you know what I'm saying? But, like, the reality is, in my real day-to-day life, I don't let anybody know that I'm funny. It's a... You know what I'm saying? I don't want people to think I'm funny. In fact, quite the opposite. When people meet me and they talk to me, my first initial response to them is being like, I'm normal and can be trusted with the mail. Right? Like, I am a regular human being like you, and I enjoy rap music like you, kind citizen. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not listening to cocaine rap fucking 16 hours a day. Actually, I've been listening to a lot of cocaine rap recently, and I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that it's the only music that's about being out in the streets every day, just getting out there and hustling. And it's like, it's real to my life. You know what I'm saying? I'm on my feet, like, 16 hours a day, every day, walking, like, literally walking the streets to a beat, and the guy's just like, I'm out here in these streets, serving on every corner, and I'm like, yeah, me too, dog. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he's selling crack, but I'm doing the mail, and it feels the same. You know?
Yeah, I mean,
yeah.
The mail, that greases the wheels, that keeps the city going. I mean, nobody is buying coke if the mail's not working.
It's true. I got pots on a stove. I'm carrying heavy mail and a load. You know what I mean? It's the same thing, dude. I'm doing the same shit. It's oh my god. But yeah, I've anyways, my toenails had completely fallen off my left foot. It sucks. Instead of, like, a normal person who would take that as a sign of, like, maybe I should slow down, I've signed up for double shifts.
They're also wearing barefoot shoes. Are you wearing little Vibram five-fingered ones or just like some no-droppers?
No, they're like, I don't know how to explain them to you. They're no-drop, but they're like, they're wide box, wide toe box, and then like they're high, they're essentially, I was looking for high top, like barefoot shoes, and I found some, but they're like weird British, like sizes. They're not regular sizes.
Oh yeah, you gotta do the conversion, you gotta do the algebra.
They don't have half sizes in Britain, which is crazy.
No, but like, some of their sizes correspond to our half sizes, but not all of them, I think. It's weird.
Yeah, so they don't... I have like a... I know it's going to sound insane, but I have a 12 and a half foot... I wear a 12 and a half in men's. I have a big... I have... Like, I'm a hobbit. I'm a tiny man with big ass feet. And so, like, they don't have 12 and a half, so I had to settle on... like either 12s or 13s, and if I would have bought 13s, they would have costed like way more. So I bought the 12, so my feet are squished in them. But it's fine. It's like just because they're squished in a weird way, and like people said that eventually what ends up happening is that like your toe box will, like as you keep wearing them, it'll like you'll get that extra foot room, you'll get that extra half inch. You just gotta keep wearing them. The thing is that it's because the way that it's the shape of the sole will bend with you. I don't know, dude, I'm not a scientist, but from what I was reading online, people said like, don't worry about it, it'll eventually fit your foot. So that's what I've been doing, but like in the process of that, it literally has pulled all the it's pulled all of my toenails off of my fucking toes.
But don't worry, you'll be fine.
I've just bandaged my toes, it's fine. I just bandaged them up and have just been working and limping. And you know what's crazy about the post office is that my postmaster saw me limping, right? Saw me limping at work today and was like, hey, do you need like a lighter route? Right? And I was like, you know what? I would be happy if you just gave me my eight and like my 8 hours and then I can go home. And she's like, okay, yeah, I'll talk to the supervisor, blah, blah. All right, cool. So then I'm working. I'm casing my route. And then all of a sudden, my supervisor comes up behind me. He's like, hey, by the way, you have a 4-hour split on top of your route. So enjoy that. And then he just walked away. He saw me limping. Right? So he, like, essentially punishing me, which is why I like the post office. Because they punish you if you ask for leniency in any way, shape, or form, they punish you. How dare you, motherfucker? How dare you ask for leniency, dog? Just get good, right? Like that. It's kind of like, I don't know. I'm a fan of this. I like this. But also, you should just get. I think people should just get tougher, and like that's what I'm starting to understand now. Like, cause I always had jobs where I was always been a tough guy, but like I came from jobs that were hard, and I went traditionally into jobs that were like people were very soft. So when people would tell me things were hard, I would just kind of like. Ignore them because they didn't know what the fuck they were talking about, right? And like now I'm working in the post office, that is, it's a hard job, and people who have been there for years are complaining about how hard everything is, and like it's making me realize that maybe I might be like tough to a superhuman degree. Do you get what I'm saying?
You're not. Like
stubborn
is, yeah, like, it's a, like, no, yeah, like, you know, your body too. Is you'll pay for all this eventually, yeah. Like, you're not gonna, I'm not like, worried you're about. You're mentally tough, but like, you know, you gotta like give your muscles time to like heal, and that's how they get stronger, is you hurt them and then you let them grow back stronger, and you just kind of
I know how that works.
I am just contractually obliged to say something like this once every 2 or 3 months, and like, all right,
once every 2 or 3 episodes you gotta do this.
You're my friend, so sometimes I have to be like, hey man, you know, I get what you're going for. I just don't know if you're, I don't know
these
if
guys
you,
are,
you're doing
these
it.
These mailmen are soft. They're just, they're soft because they're complaining about shit. They're like, oh,
okay. So you're the hardest man in the room in more ways than one.
Yeah.
So what is getting harder even accomplished at this point? You're just like, you're like a hydrogen bomb at a bingo night.
Yeah, just being harder. That's what it accomplishes, me being harder. You know what I'm saying?
But if you pump too much blood into those vessels, you'll pop. And then you'll be soft and squishy all over the place.
You saw that I told you about I passed out at the gym.
Yeah. I remember that. Nice. I remember. Yeah, because like I noticed that you weren't online, but you know, you have a life and stuff, but you were, I don't know, you know, your comings and goings usually have a kind of pattern to them. Yeah, and I was like, huh.
Yeah.
He's offline in a weird way. I can't put my finger. Like, ah, oh, bro, I passed out. The gym's like, oh, okay. I bet you did.
What happened is, my new thing is now recently on days that I have, like, split shifts, which means that I work for, like, 14 or 12 hours, have a stupid long day. I like to finish those days by going to the gym and lifting. Because I think that, like, if I'm going to, like, fucking have a bad day, then I should have a really bad day. Do you get what I'm saying? And so, like, I want to go to... Actually, I've been, like... So, because I've been listening to so much cocaine rap recently, I've been thinking up stupid shit, like, stupid lines in my head every day.
I mean, like, obviously, you're Catholic-coded, by the way. You just got to get that one. Yeah. I was like, you're, like, toxically Catholic. But mostly toxic to yourself. But, you know, yeah,
which friends, is a good, it's better. Worry about so I was like thinking about, I've been thinking about stupid lines in my brain, and one of them is, fucking, I got suspicious powder in the mail. This shit making me going crazy. I can't wait to go home later and sleep like a white baby. And like, I don't know why the image of a white baby is the funniest thing to see sleeping, because like a white baby really has nothing to worry about, dog. You know what I'm saying? Like, so they're sleeping comfortably.
Right? What if it was Ted Korzybski, and he was sending mail bombs to like linguistics departments at universities?
Anyways, so I was at the gym having a bad day, and I got done with my lift, and then I go to the stretch machine. And then I'm stretching it out, and then I just wake up on the floor. Like, yeah. I don't remember what happened next, but I'm on the floor. And I was already stretched, so I was, like, sitting down. But when I wake up on the floor, and I'm like, huh, how long have I been here? And I look at my watch, and, like, maybe a minute. So, I pass out for about a minute. And then I get back up, and, like, I check, nothing was bleeding or anything. And I'm like, this is normal and fine. And then I just went back. I went back home. I texted Shog. I was like, yeah, I passed out at the gym. I'm going to drink a hot chocolate.
Well, I was being kind of sarcastic. It was like, you should have a nice cozy time for yourself. And I did. But I'm glad you did.
I went home. I had a hot chalky. That's my new thing, is enjoying a hot chalky. And I don't know. I feel like I'm glad that I'm only doing, like, I'm doing the mail, and I've been isolated from everybody. Like, I haven't seen anyone because I've just been working too much, right? Like, I've been working 6 days a week. I've been hitting, like, 12-hour days almost every day. And 12-hour days are, like, a normal day for me. And, like, I'm just getting fucking, I'm getting, like, all these splits on my route. So, like, I just, every day is me discovering new shit. And, like, there's very little consistency, so I have to, like, focus and do a lot of shit. And I, like, on days that I have my normal route, I feel comfortable enough to, like, be in the group chat. Like, the day before yesterday and today, I was in the group chat, like, hanging out. But, like, normally, I'm just running on the fucking street, just running my ass off. And, I feel like I'm driving all the people in my immediate life crazy, because I'm just saying insane shit because I'm not saying it online. You know what I'm saying? Like, one of the things that I've been saying a lot recently is that I'm Haitian now. And and Christine doesn't understand why, and I don't really either. I just like saying it. I just like saying that I'm Haitian now. And I just say shit when Christine will say something to me. I'm like, it's because I'm Haitian, huh? It's because I've got
don't Haitian you know blood what we've in me, been right, through? Dog?
Yeah, you fucking asshole. You
Americano. You would,
yeah.
Why you put us through?
Yeah. It's because I've been listening to Mac Homie, or Mac Homie, who's like my new favorite fucking rapper. And he's just like MF Doom and who's that other guy? Mos Def. If they had a weird baby. They had a weird French-Haitian baby. it's tight. I like all of his shit that he does and says, and everything he says is cool, and I've just been telling Christine I'm Haitian. I've been telling Christine that I'm Vietnamese now too, that I'm a Haitian Vietnamese guy. She doesn't understand. She doesn't understand me at all, dog. No one does. And then she started saying, she's like, you know, I'm going to start recording you and playing it back to you to so you could hear how insane you sound. Because, like, the other day she was saying, like,
we got a whole show of that. Why would she record
it? That's what I said. But, no, I said, because she was, like, telling me, she goes, why don't you just take some time off? Like, why don't you just, you just tell them that you need some time off, because, like, they've been, they should know, they're aware that they've been working you like crazy. Like, you've been hitting almost 100-hour weeks every week. Like, they got to know that you're fucking working, they're working you to death. Like, you could tell them, hey, can I get, like, 2 days off in a row or something? Just something, you know what I'm saying? And, because, and then I was, like, literally right before we were talking about that, she was saying something about the TikTok ban, and I was like, dude, I hope Xi Jinping comes and saves me, dude. I'm a real son of Xi Jinping, bro. Like, I'm ready to spill state secrets to the CCP, dog.
I'm kind of, you know, ideologically, I'm glad, I'm opposed to the TikTok ban largely on free speech grounds. But a part of me is like, maybe it is for the best. And part of it is like, well, they'll get Marcos off of TikTok.
Nah, dog.
I'm a real son of Xi Jinping,
bro. Like, I'm really CCP pilled, you know what I'm saying? Like, but I was telling her all that shit, and I'm like, I hope fucking Joe Brandon from my cold dead hands, Joe Brandon could take TikTok from me. And then she was like, she was saying that to me immediately, and then immediately after that, she was talking about, why don't you take some time off, blah, 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 call into the mail. And I'm like, I'm a fucking American patriot, Christine. I serve the American people, dog. You fucking lowly dog. You don't even understand what it's like to really be an American. I love America. I love Joe Brandon. She was like, "What?" "What is wrong with you, dude?" Like,
yeah,
and, you know what I'm saying.
You know, it's like, you know, I'm gonna oppose this one, but I'm not gonna say that it's one I'd be wrong to lose. Like, I don't know. I got 30-year-old men out here hitting me with brain rot like they're my little 18-year-old half retarded subgenius ward Robin character friend.
Yeah, it's true. I do love.
But this is why I did, like, yeah, you should talk to Janet. You're both kind of just, a lot of times you just start saying Fortnite words, and maybe if you, it's like the few times, you know, it's like I had two chatbots together.
Yeah, Shogs is the explainer. Blood really thinks he's explaining right now. That's my favorite thing on TikTok is when someone does something and then
he's explaining right now.
Yeah, dude, that's my favorite thing on TikTok is that someone says will literally physically do something, and then the entire chat is filled with like 16-year-old kids being like, "Blood is really explaining things right now. Blood thinks he's the explainer." like, dude, that's fucking so funny. Blood is the explainer for real, dude.
See, I can't even be critical of it because this whole like all art is Catholic or Protestant thing, I kind of started to pester my girlfriend because she's a Jewish film nerd. I was like, and then these motherfuckers get up in there and be like, what about Fiddler on the Roof? You ever think about that? It's like,
you answered it 24 times.
That was the fourth one I thought of.
Yeah.
Spielberg does Protestant art. That's built into the joke.
Yeah. Birth of a Nation?
Not that there's anything Jewish about movies.
Birth of a Nation. What is Birth of a Nation?
Protestant
or Catholic? Okay.
Protestant. KKK were an anti-Catholic organization. You know, we're the ones who really look, don't, okay, Catholic.
I knew it was one of them. One of them had to be. All right, dude. Mein Kampf, where we at with that one?
Probably Catholic. I've not read it.
It's Protestant, dog. It's extremely Protestant. The entire book is being like, it's a small loan of $1 million, but written in 1945. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
guys
like Hitler and Mel Gibson, excuse me. Mel Brooks is a fucking American hero.
hero. Yeah, he's a patriot. He's a real son of Xi Jinping.
I'd call most of Mel Brooks's work Catholic. But like somebody got up a Passion of the Christ, the Jesus torture movie. It would have been better if it had been directed by Eli Roth, honestly. It might have been pretty good. Incidentally, check out Eli Roth's cannibal movie, The Green Inferno. I thought it was fun.
Yeah, it was good.
People were like, whoa, this is anti-woke. It's like, no, it's not.
Yeah. It's kind of, I like the guy beat off in the middle of the scene, because that's like the most Marcos thing I think I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, but
where a guy...
Converts aren't real Catholics. And Mel Gibson, like, made a movie that is so trying so hard to be so Catholic that it's sus. Like, real Catholicism is a kind of inherent thoughtless quality. Unless you're talking about your relationship to it, you know, you don't really go out of your way to be like, I'm the most Catholic guy around. That's why, honestly, I feel like, what's-his-face, the actual... Shia LaBeouf, a little bit cringe. Mm-hmm. He wants you to think he's really Catholic.
He's Protestant.
Yeah,
Protestant,
well, he is Catholic. He's got a soul. And converts and trads. Trads are almost all just Protestant in
they're
soul.
They're role players, yeah.
Yeah, they want that. And it's the Oedipalization, you see. Their flows of desires are disordered. And they are displacing the... Okay, this one's tricky to explain.
I'll give you a little example. I hate Catholicism.
Yeah, same.
Big time, right? Huge,
I
hugely,
just hate
bigly.
More.
I also hate Protestantism
for
too,
being
but
cringe.
I'm also like was not really raised. My grandpa was Catholic, but I wasn't really Catholic. Like I didn't do a lot of Catholic shit. I did way more like Jehovah's Witness shit and cult stuff. And the reality of the situation is I'm so fucking Catholic that I rejected Catholicism and have instead made an entire religion based on a big blue guy who laughs at my L's.
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying? Like, that's the most Catholic thing I think you could
There's
do.
There's nothing
most
more Catholic than an ex-Catholic. Catholicism holds Catholics back from being as Catholic as they can truly be.
Yeah.
Kind of like one of the father gods in that documentary about the cult lady who turned into like dehydrated Yoda and died, who was like a tweaker, and then he quit meth and it seemed like meth was holding him back from being all the tweaker he could be, and when he was clean he was like even tweakerier. It was like it's like that with Catholicism. You have to leave the Catholic Church to really achieve your full Catholic potential. It is
meth. Meth is Catholic. Meth is
no,
Catholic,
meth
sure.
is Protestant. Meth
no,
is
man, it's,
orderly.
It's Catholic. It's not. You would think that. It makes sense, but because of the chaos that it creates in your life, and it's like one of those things where it's a stain. You wear it for
Catholic
life.
Catholic countries are more orderly because they're less obsessed with it. Protestant countries are more disorderly sometimes. Sometimes they're not just because they're Protestants, so they're boring, so they don't get up to any exciting antisocial exploits. But,
because in my mind, shrooms are Protestant.
Well, no, they're pagan-coded, which is Catholic.
Yeah. No, dude, shrooms are Protestant, man.
No.
Maybe it's because I live in the Bay Area, so it's got a very weird lens. It's like distortion lens.
Bay
Area
is stem-brained, which is Protestant.
Yeah, that's probably what it is. But, like, guys out here who do shrooms are all, like, extremely, like, God gave me these shrooms because he wanted me to succeed. And that's not Catholic.
That's very Protestant.
Yeah, it's the most Protestant shit I've ever seen in my life.
Well, Protestants can take Catholic drugs, and Catholics say, it's not the drug itself, just because some... dumb shit, fuckwad, dickless wonder, baby mommy milk, man milk, mommy's almond milk, right, guys? Mommy's soy milk, sucking soy milk at him. Yeah.
I drink soy milk, dude, so. Hey, man, listen, as a soy boy myself, personally, all right?
How you guys feel about wife, Jack?
I don't know, dude,
Marcos, and the people listening.
It's a psyop.
I like it. Right? It's cute. But tell me how it's a psyop. Some psyops I like,
because,
you know?
Because most of those guys, I feel like, don't have wives or have never spoke to women.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Like, that's...
I don't know.
That's what it is.
A lot of the people I see doing the best ones seem to be the guys who do have wives. They're like, finally, Jack for me. And they're affectionate, usually. They're not ever... The best ones aren't mean. It's... They're like, yo, you post some psychotic rant, and then you quote tweet it with wife Jack. Like, oh, that's nice, baby. Just
My favorite one is the one where it's like... In the morning. My favorite one is the one that's like, tell everyone I'm real. Tell that I'm real and that I exist.
Yeah.
Let them know that I've had sex with a woman willingly before.
I guess I don't care about the guys who are doing a thing usually. That's my thing. Like, I don't care if my... What the...
Yeah, it's because you're not gay, Shogs. That's what it is. I think about men.
It's not the men. I don't care about the end user. I care about the thing in itself. Yeah. I don't care about how... I don't think of things... nature and character is defined by how others choose to interact with it.
Yeah. I am homophobic, so I'm constantly thinking about other men and what they're doing and policing what they're doing, and then by therefore making myself gay because I'm constantly thinking about men. Well, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's...
You figured out the hack. You have to be... To achieve your full potential as a homosexual, you have to become homophobic.
You have to be like, why would a man do this? Why would men do this? That's gay, dude. And then you just think about it all the time. And then you become gayer than you could have ever possibly ever been. Yeah. You get what I'm saying? Like, that's where I'm at. You know what I'm saying? I've eaten in a very Shogsian sense. I've eaten the S2 engine. You know what I'm saying? And I've now powered myself with gay thoughts, with homoeroticism. I'm supercharged with homoeroticism. Well, I'm like... so gay now that I fantasize pretty much exclusively about women at this point in my life. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, that's the gayest.
To succeed with women, you have to have a little misogyny in you. If you put women up on a pedestal too much, you'll come across as, you know, pathetic, simpering, placating. You have to be able to outmaneuver. You have to remember, like, sometimes they do be shopping. Sometimes
they do be shopping.
Sometimes they do be, you know, kind of disloyal to each other and weirdly cruel too. But, you know, you guys, like, all right, you gotta know these. Yeah. You gotta know things' negative qualities in order to truly interact with it. Otherwise, you're just gonna get blindsided all the time and have to be like, oh, gee, what happened? I'm my beautiful princess all the time.
It's so funny to me that when we have drama in the group chat, right? It hasn't happened in a while, but every time that we do have drama in the group chat, within a day or two, it resolves and we're back to it all being friends again. Christine has told me about her friend group drama that they've had, and like, it has resulted in like schisms that have lasted multiple months, where like group chats have splintered into like splinter group chats that are only about one person, right? Like, I was like, I've never been so mad at someone that I've invited everyone else to a different group chat focused on talking shit about that one person before. Like, that's, you know what I'm saying? Like, I've been hot in the chat sometimes. I've been like, hey, what are you talking about? You know what I'm saying? And then like, you know, but it
just was a lot after a day or two.
Yeah, no, but months of people talking shit about someone else in a different group chat centered around them as the main character. That's crazy, dog. And then sometimes they'll invite them into that group chat and just yell at them. And the people will stay there and take the abuse, which is even crazier to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's, man, that shit makes me.
Yeah.
I'm like, the thing is, right, is that like the real, I read Simone de Beauvoir really early on when I was like an incel trying to get pussy. I was like trying to figure out, I was trying to do the feminism angle, which is what a lot of guys default to, where they're like, I'm gonna read feminism and get woke and get some coochie. And like, it works
mistakes.
For
congratulations, you're now a rapist.
It works. Yeah. It works for some idiots, but I'm stupid. And I was like, but who's a feminist? And I Googled famous feminist. And I was like, well, none of these bitches sound cool. But then all of a sudden, a French one was like, hey, there's a French one that was like, hey, dude, what if girls were just like other? And I was like, yeah, that shit's right up my alley. So I started reading Simone de Beauvoir. And then she fucked me up because now I don't even know what masculinity is anymore, dog. I don't understand gender as a concept anymore. You know what I'm saying? Like, women be shopping, but that's because they're placed, the mantle of shopping be placed upon them. Do you get what I'm saying? Like,
this
they're
is
just
true.
A,
it's difficult to determine, like, the causes and, like, you know, all the factors behind these things, but doing so and understanding all these things and obtaining perfect knowledge of the social forces, economic forces, material forces that work together along with genetic and other kinds of influences in order to put these ideas and reify and continue to uphold these ideas. Knowing all that would not keep you from getting them to make a group chat about you.
So this is call you fat. So they can, yeah, they can all fucking cook your ass to death. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, They boil
you like a British fucking piece of meat.
Christine's friend group. Christine is a sweet. You've met Christine.
Yeah,
you've seen her. She's
swell.
One of the sweetest, nicest people. She's legitimately nice. Her and her group chat have bullied people into a divorce. Right? They like life-changing, altering situations. They bullied someone like out of rehab, dog. Like, that's
out of rehab. What?
Yeah, out, dog.
Yo, I'm not exactly pro 12, but that seems that sounds like a Joker scheme. Like, I'll bully him out of rehab. Stop me
that's
now, Batman.
That's something the Chortler would do.
And everybody likes the Chortler better.
Yeah, he's so much
like,
funnier.
Man,
than
I thought
the
Joker,
this bit
was. I thought the Joker kind of vibe was played out, but then the Chortler came around. He's actually really showing me what you can do with this. He's doing the same jokes.
Yeah, I've done this years ago.
You just didn't have the sauce, Joker.
I think his timing is better, like Joker.
Another thing Joker's got, like, in common with, like, some comedians, you know, like OnlyFans girlfriend.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, of course. Then I think it'd be funnier if then she started her own, and her name is The Gaffar. Do you know what I'm saying?
Oh, I mean, I was just talking about Harley. They're not even together anymore. That one's a bad joke.
Who cares, man? None of that matters. It's all like a mat. It's fairy tales. It's
but
fairy
yeah,
tales
no,
that,
the Chortler
that
could have
men's
his own Harley Quinn, who's like,
she's just
cleared out.
Yeah, like, cause isn't like Harlequin? Like, isn't that
yeah.
a fucking?
It's like it'd take a minute like, longer to figure out. Like a,
you could just call her the slut. This is my. My girlfriend,
that's
the slut. What, dude?
I love the blunt approach. No, I'm like that's the comedy. That's cutting the Gordian knot. It's like I need a funny, like clever, but also like lame and derivative.
Yeah.
The slut, perfect.
Yeah, that's why he's the chortler, dude. That's why. Holy shit! What a stupid fucking bitch.
DC hire James Gunn hire us. I know you're working out this whole new movie universe thing. We've got some good concepts to pitch to you, Jimmy. Jimmy, I loved Terra Firma and Romeo and Juliet. I think the first Scooby-Doo movie, you know, I was a cynical little kid who thought like, yo, a little teenager, the kind of teenager, you know, cinema snob 16-year-old, you know what it's like, Jimmy Gunn. But, you know, I didn't want to watch your Scooby-Doo. It's like, Scooby-Doo's gonna be stupid, like commercial Hollywood tripe for babies. And I watched it. It was really fucking good and also probably determined some sexual trajectories for me and how I chose to portray Velma in that movie, man.
You know what I watched recently was Grandma's Boy. It has not aged well.
I don't even remember if I saw that, but... Yeah, I bet it didn't.
It hasn't aged well at all. There's a lot going on in that movie. But I think, like, I was trying to explain, because me and Christine were talking about the Adam Sandler fucking, what is it called? The filmography, right? Because, like, she forgot that Jack and Jill existed, right? Which was when he played.
I watched that one, because I wanted to see how bad that one was. It was pretty fucking dire, but, you know. God bless Adam Sandler.
Yeah, so we were talking about it, And she was like, how come that one is cringe, but Little Nicky, which is also cringe, is a different kind of cringe where it's okay. Do you know what I'm saying? Now we were like trying to analyze it because Jack and Jill sucks. There's no redeeming qualities about it. And Little Nicky also sucks, but I'll watch it.
Yeah,
and
like, it's endearing.
There's something about that movie that I'll put it on. You know what I'm saying? I'll think to myself, yeah, I'll watch that. It's a stupid-ass movie. It'll just put it on background noise. And when I put it on, people are like, oh, this movie sucks. And then they'll watch it. Do you know what I'm saying? And that's what, like, cringe is such an interesting... There's something about cringiness that allows... Actually, this brings me to a good example of what happened to me recently. So I put my music on shuffle while I'm walking around, right? And, like, I just put it on shuffle. I just listen to whatever. And I, like, I've exhausted all of my, like, all the things that I like. And now I just have my YouTube tuner, to like, set to just give me shit I would never listen to, right? So, like, you know, I had my Korn playlist on. It was playing Korn shit and all that stuff. And all of a sudden, like, there was these couple songs playing, like, back-to-back. And I was like, damn, all of these songs hit. And I, like, you know, I'm too busy on my route to, like, stop and, like, look at what, you know, pull my phone out because I got, like, hands full of mail and shit. So, like, I'm delivering everything. So at the end of my loop, I pulled my phone out and I looked back at the songs that I was listening to, and it was Killswitch Engage, and it was Killswitch Engage and Seven Dust, and I was extremely embarrassed because I used to that's the cringe line that I didn't cross. Like Mudvayne, I like Mudvayne. Mudvayne sucks though. Do you get what I'm saying? It sucks horrifically, and that's why it's good, because it sucks, and you're aware of it. But, well, like...
Somebody on Twitter yesterday posted this screenshot of a Tumblr post from user Frog Drops that's been on my mind a lot since I saw it. Mm-hmm. If you like a piece of media that is good, eventually you'll more or less run out of things to say about how good it is. But if you like a piece of media that's objectively pretty mediocre, but also somehow deeply compelling... That's how the demons get you.
It's true. I do. I have a tendency to not like things that everyone else likes, that everyone agrees on. Or, like, Kate Bush is a good example. Everyone I know gets mad at me for being like, Kate Bush is good. I don't hear what you guys hear when you listen to it. To me, it's boring. There's not much going on there. But I'll listen to a band like Mudvayne or Cradle of Filth and be like, this is the music of the gods, you guys. you guys don't understand how good good because it sucks. Do you know what I'm saying? It's more interesting that because it sucks, right? There's no the redeeming factor is that it sucks and it still exists. That even despite, do you get what I'm saying? Like, despite everyone being like, dude, this fucking shit is ass, it still exists regardless. Whether or not you gave a fuck. You know what I'm saying? And, like, Kate Bush, she had to put craft and work into her shit. That's get the fuck out of here. Right? I don't want to hear that shit. I want to hear a guy being like, burn my desire. You know what I mean? I want that. I want that to be around. I want to hear that and be like, why did this guy do this? You know what I mean?
And I well, think, like, it takes craft and skill to do what they did, but I think the thing is that Kate would sit around and be like, is this good? Whereas Mudvayne wouldn't have that moment of like,
yeah,
so,
no, they would.
Did we just embarrass ourselves, guys?
And the guy with spiky hair and painted red would be like, absolutely not, dude. Right?
Did we just have one line end with the word using dope and then the next one, no hope? Oh, we did that four times on the album. Did we rhyme?
Do we sing a little gay poem at the end of Death Blooms? No. No, we didn't do that. Dude, it's cool, dude.
Wait, is this all just about me being mad at my dad?
Could this all have been resolved with years of therapy?
Is this really how I want to portray how I feel about women?
Yeah, yeah. Does this kind of sound like the Seinfeld bass?
Well, actually, that's what's
yeah, 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 that's,
nobody, yeah. You ever seen anybody, you know what, actually, it sucks, the Seinfeld bass. Nobody likes it. No, it's, everybody loves it.
Yeah, no, that's, yeah.
And so there's not much to say about it. It's objectively good. Yeah, it's like Evangelion. I barely talk about Evangelion anymore. Even if I'll go and get for Marcos, have Marcos get me for Christmas a big 7 foot tall Rei Ayanami is the Virgin of Guadalupe tapestry to hang on my wall. I mean, I'm not gonna fucking talk about what other than like, well, obviously that's a Catholic piece of art. There, that's
yay.
That's kind of why I wanted it. It kind of expresses a weird part of my like, yeah. God, I'm so happy I left the church. People who are in the Catholic Church don't understand, like, oh, just like the unbridled Catholicism that their Catholicness that flows through my veins. Mm-hmm. The power to destroy the Catholic God, but to know it's not worth it. He's not the one who's not calling the shots here.
That's how I feel about, like, there's a machismo in me that I can't destroy. Do you get what I'm saying? So I parodied it. I've made it foolish. But I'm also doing it. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, I can't. I've called attention to the fact that I'm doing this. And like, it's all fun and games. But then I'm actually, like, at a gym until I pass out. Do you get what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
I don't express feelings of I don't get sad or angry anymore. I just push it down and I deliver the mail. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm thinking, like, isn't this silly? Isn't this a fun little silly little bit I'm doing? And I'm just delivering the mail while, you know, screaming on the inside. Like, that's you know what I'm saying? And the whole time I'm doing, like, this is a fun little bit.
It's okay. Your suffering purifies you.
This is fun. This is a fun little game I play. I'm gonna get my ass so good when I die. that's literally the entire ethos to my existence is I'm gonna laugh so hard about this when I die.
The more you keep your mouth shut about the pain while you're alive, the louder your ghostly wails will be to scare the living when you're dead.
Now, see, I don't want to haunt anyone. I do believe that the way that I'm living my life, and this is the bit of grandioseness that I'll give myself, right? But the way that I'm living my life is so ridiculously stupid and obnoxious, and like me posting about it and living, you know, the way that I do the things that I do, my attention seeking, right? I do think that it's all essentially like when the flesh is just containing me. When I die, that's when the real fun's gonna begin. Do you get what I'm saying? Like that's when I break containment. You know what I'm saying? Like that's when this shit breaks. Right now, only a couple hundred, 200, 300, maybe 400 people know who I am and are laughing about me online, and they're like, "Oh, this Marcos guy's crazy." But the moment that I die, this is when it's going to happen. You know what I'm saying? And people are going to be like, why the fuck did this guy do it? Like, this guy was one of the craziest ones to do it. And that's, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's why I want to do it. That's why I live the way that I live. Trying to think of other stuff that I've been into besides being grandiose about my work. Have you heard Freaky Angelo yet? Have you been blessed?
Wait. Is he the old guy? No, I was thinking somebody else.
Plumcore Records.
Oh yeah, I keep getting their stuff on my, and I just haven't, you know, bothered with it. I like their stuff.
Yeah,
you know how watching YouTube is.
Yeah. They're doing this weird shit where they get guys who are competent at music singing just stupid shit. There's a song by a guy named Freaky Angelo, and I've been driving Christine crazy because he's like, "Shorty laying eggs, shorty laying eggs," and he's just singing that over and over again. And then he's like, then he drops a bar about, he's like, "I'm losing my mind," like, and then he goes, "I am become Death Destroyer of worlds," and he just repeats it in the highest voice you can imagine, and it's just fucking. It's insane. I don't know. Go listen to Freaky Angelo.
I'll go check out the Plumcore stuff I've been meaning to.
High key, he's like been inspiring me to release the Schizocore shit, which is coming. I'm working on stupid stuff. But I had this idea
with the schizo core stuff, which is why it's coming out. And it's been bothering me because, like, my problem is that, like, I'll really only jump into a genre and explore it, like, with 5 or 6 songs. And then be like, yeah, I nailed this. I'm not interested in making this shit anymore. I don't want to do this anymore. Or I got all the ideas out that I wanted to get out. I don't want to try and release a whole album. So I only get like 5 or 6 songs of a specific type of genre. And then I like completely lose interest in it.
It's and been then, kind of a problem for some of my music. Because I'm getting a little like, all right, I want to do something different. But I don't really know how.
So I had the idea of like, I think maybe releasing, because what I originally was like, it doesn't make sense to release like an album that's only like 4 or 5 songs deep. That's not like really kind of what I like, because that's not what I enjoy listening to. I don't like listening to an album that's like 5 songs, because that was a waste of my time, I feel like, right? Like, you didn't get to scratch the itch, you just got to explore a little piece and that was it. And then I was thinking about it and I was like, well, if I just release it all like a big compilation, that also wouldn't make a lot of sense, because like there'd just be too much stuff. And then I was thinking, but what if every song was cut up and blended into a different song, so that way while you're listening to the song you get like multiple genres within one song, and then you release that, right? And like then you have a hard time keeping up with what, you know what I'm saying, with what the song is. You're like, what the fuck am I listening to? And that's what I was thinking, like, because that's what I really enjoy musically, especially when I'm listening to my own music. I really enjoy skipping around to just my favorite parts and then going to the next part. And I think, like, releasing an album where it's all of just my favorite parts of shit that I've made.
I like that.
You know what I'm... Yeah, that's real. I feel like that's real schizo core, right? Like, just, like, hard cuts or, like, nice real blend-ins where you didn't expect this genre to turn into this genre, you know what I'm saying? And like, I was thinking about it, just kind of showing off that I had range. And then the more I thought about it, I was like, I just really enjoy sound collages, and like a sound collage with a rhythm is kind of like, with rhythm and beats, is probably closer what I would want to release. So I think that's what I've been working on. I just have to recut a lot of my stuff and then put, like, I want to get more people involved into it. I'm trying to get the entire group chat like on the track, right? Get people to sing on shit, get people to, I don't know if you listen to like any of the Griselda albums, but like the Griselda albums have intros and outros with like this random, I don't know who he is, but he's a random guy, and he's always saying shit like, you are now witnessing a hypothetical realization of epistemological reasoning beyond depth of a human being, right? He's just saying shit like just insane schizo shit, and I want to do shit like that. I want homies on the track to do shit like that. So if you listen to the podcast,
I pull a gay little poem at the end of one of the songs.
Oh, dude, of course, like Death Bloom style, where you say it all fast, like you're trying to get that recorded before your stepdad comes in and tells you it's bedtime, right?
Nails in my arm, they do me harm. Yeah. I hate this farm.
Yeah, yes, dude, this is it. This is my
place with no charm. My room is dark. My heart is cold. My tears are bloody. My dad's so old.
Hell yeah, dude. All right, we're about to come up on an hour. I think I'm gonna read
time off ticks away like a clock on the wall. My tears fall like tears to the ground. Like a flower, I also have thorns, but am I a flower or am I all horns?
Jesus Christ. Jesus. You're too good at doing shit as poetry, dude. All right.
I used to do shout a lot out back to... in the day.
Yeah, same. I was saying that every bad poet has a song about falling in love called Gravity. Or has, like, everyone. It doesn't matter who you are. You've written something about that. If you're a bad poet.
Like gravity. I fall like I'm down for you, girl.
All right. Shouts out to the homie Infestadek, Briar Ray, Brian H., The Limit, World's largest micro peen hus. Morty Dell, Spenny, Brody, Stefan, Grief. Oh, hold on. None of these are fucking in order. I gotta figure this out again. Fuck me, dude. Thanks for doing that. Anyways, okay. Let's start over. Shouts out to Fuzzy Nalgas, Grief, Hamwich, Jade, Justin Bennington, Kevin Villasane, Kiefer, Christopher Lynch, Malik Nunez, Roboy, Shmoo, Andrew Morgado, Benny, Brody, Brian H., Chris Wade, Daniel Freed, Festgatch, Fred Sharman, Gabriel, He Devil and Friends, Infested Deck, Jonathan Weber, Josh G., Luke Simisek, Patrick Goldman, Reese, Richard Kochnar, Rianne, Sarah Zadig, Slithers, Spenny, Seven Sivignano, Terrence Hudson, The Empty Set, The Limit.
That's such a cool dude. That's a sick name, bro.
I'm at my limit. I don't know if I can hit it down. I'm so mad and I'm so sad. It makes me frown. Like a sad clown whose tears are bloody.
Sounds like an 80s. It sounds like an 80s band.
Walk around with a heart so muddy.
Shouts out also to Wax Replica, once again owns a bike. Congrats on the bike. Congrats on the bike, homie. And World's Largest Micro Peen Hus.
I own a bike.
That's it.
To go nowhere in this nowhere town. I hate it here. I'm not down for this town with its little people with little minds and their little churches. But they're so blind to the truth I know. Deep in my soul, my tears fall like tears in a hole.
All right. Bye.
Jesus Christ. Dude. You say goodbye. I don't know why. You'll be back again. You say we're over. I say you're over. You say you're leaving me again. I'm sorry for what I did, though I don't know what you think you did to not say you're sorry. I cry alone and check my phone.